Blog Talk Radio.
Money.
I love the look of it. I love the smell of it. I love the feel of it. I love the sound of it. I'm about my money. Better have it for me. Say cash is king. Well, I'm the queen. No disrespect. You will get checked. Got your address. That's with my green. Think about my money. Ain't on that funny. They see a pretty face and then they start to dream. Don't get it twisted. I am a business. About them, never put the meat before the cheese. So you want my money, all this good money, money in these jeans, it fits so clean, you spitting out it, but can you flip that, can you make it grow, I'll make the cream, that's your deposit in my wallet, so big it won't fit, I orgasm my transactions in big deals, don't get it twisted, I am a business. So put your all your money where your mouth could be, please.
To me, it's better than sad. And it's for money, oh, it's for over. And it's for noobs, I ain't no pushover. E is for every day of the week. Y is for yes, it's a piece out of E.
M-O-N-E-Y.
Once again, it is an amazing, absolute beautiful Thursday evening. I'm in San Diego, and my beautiful, beautiful co-host, I love and adore so much her titties and everything else about her beautiful face and her beautiful toes, Miss Sage Montana. She's in Vegas. I hate that we're so far away. Jeez. How are you, beautiful?
I'm good. How are you?
I am good. I just got my ass handed to me on cam a little bit ago. Damn it.
Oh.
Which was good. I'm not complaining. Like, it was like, wham, bam, thank you, ma'am. Come on, come on, come on. Show after show. I'm just like, huh. All right, this almost 45-year-old woman still has it. Just saying.
There you go.
I still got it. I'm still getting paid,
yes,
bitches. Oh, my goodness. So, everybody, you've tuned in to Webcamming with Sammy and Sage, and we are going to bring you an amazing, amazing, fabulous hour. Well, I say 55 minutes. Okay, so you got us for 55 minutes. And we have a beautiful guest that's going to be joining us here very soon, Miss Ashley Winter. She will be joining us and talking about her webcam experience and all her yummies that she wants to share with us. But before we get to that, Miss Sage, what's going on for you and this weekend? Anything coming up for Memorial Day, Jolene?
You know what? I offered a nice big a nice challenge for my girls this weekend. So a lot of them will be online since Streammate is offering their bonus this weekend. I went ahead and added to it for my girls. So they're going to be busting their booties this weekend to get some extra bonus and money in their pocket. So
perfect.
You guys are going to be buying shows from them. Make sure you guys are helping all the models out this weekend. This is a good weekend to buy from them.
So I have a question for you because I had a couple girls come to me on via Twitter and on Streammate as well, send me messages. And they're confused about the time zone. So if the girls are in our time zone, Pacific Standard Time, when should they know? Because some of them, I don't know if they don't realize how to look it up. But there's girls who are very, very confused on the way the timing works with the contest.
It's the start of the pay period on Saturday night. So whatever time your cutoff is, whether it's 5 o'clock or 7 o'clock, depending on your fear.
Right.
So that's when it starts, and then it's through, I believe Monday is the cutoff at the end of the, before the new day rolls on Monday. So, you know, at 5 o'clock or 4 o'clock, whatever, it starts the new day.
Gotcha.
That's when it would end on Monday.
Okay, girls out there listening. Depending on when your pay period starts, on Saturday is when you get your ass on cam, start working, and just you praise to the Memorial Weekend, and you have fun with your monsters and my monsters, if I'm not on. Just saying.
Everyone's monsters, yes.
Everybody's goddamn sex monsters. Oh, my goodness. Because I had a couple girls, they were just really confused. They're like, I don't understand what it says in my account with GMT. And I said, well, I'm assuming it goes with, you know, your time that you're logging in on the day of that time when you're, because our pay periods end, everybody's ends on that Saturday, but we're on different time zones. So Eastern time, yours will be Eastern when your pay period ends. And you, and for some of the girls who aren't in the studio, I was a little confused on how to answer them, but I was assuming it was still going to be at their time zone of the pay period.
Yeah.
That's what I had answered the girls. I was like, well, I believe since we're not in the same studio and we're not in the same time zone, it ends with, or starts with your pay period and ends on this day. Okay. So at least I didn't screw it up too bad.
Nope, you're correct. I know
I
when they said,
help.
Yeah, I know some of it sounds a little bit confusing when they send those emails out, but that's why you say chem girls, that you've got to be able to not just be on cam. There's a lot of behind the scenes stuff you got to learn how to do, you know, that will help you. I mean, because the site doing something like this is an awesome thing the site's doing. I know a lot of people have mixed emotions about it. But I think it's an awesome thing that they're doing and motivate girls to work. It, you know, the fans are able to see girls that wouldn't normally want to work on a holiday weekend be there. So,
well, and I mean, I think it's a great idea, too, because I'm not going anywhere this weekend only because of the fact that we just purchased a brand new fucking travel trailer.
Oh.
I know, right? It's gorgeous. Like, it's a condo on wheels. I'm not complaining. I'm absolutely freaking happy. Like, I love it, love it, love it. But we're not going anywhere this weekend, not only because of that, but because of the fact that holiday weekends for me are ridiculous. I was looking up, if we were to take our travel trailer out this weekend, even though it's brand new, I want to take it out. But if we were to take it out to go to a full hookup, you know, a site that we would want to stay at, it would be here in San Diego, $125 for one night, okay, versus the following weekend for $39.
Oh, wow.
Like, right? I'm like, okay, we just bought this thing, and I'm not even going to say on the air how much it costs us because it's ridiculous, but it's gorgeous. And I'm just like, wait, okay, spend this much money for it, and then we're paying that much money to go and use it. Are you fucking kidding me? I'm like, yeah, no, we'll just stay home. I'll load it up. I'll hop on cam for a little bit, but yeah, no, that bitch is staying here in the front yard, and we ain't taking it out. Crazy. It's like, Sage, you know, it's like during the AVNs in Vegas, it's like renting a room the week of the AVN and then renting a room the week after. It's a huge dollar difference, completely, totally, completely. Insane, insane. Oh, my goodness. Okay, everybody out there listening, we are here live right now with myself, Miss Sammy Brooks, and Miss Sage Montana. And you can call us right now at 646-595-4038. And you can ask us any questions that you would love to ask us. And we are going to have a beautiful guest joining us here very, very soon, Miss Ashley Winter. So while we are waiting for her to come on, she will be here in a few minutes, I am going to let Miss Angela do her Dollhouse Radio announcements, and then Sage and I will get back to our callers that are waiting and talk about all the yummy yumminess. So everybody hold on for uno momento. We'll be right back. Hold on. Here we go. Miss Angela, take it away, baby.
You are tuned in to Dollhouse Radio, the hottest station on the net. We are home of the indie artists. We have the hottest shows hosted by the sexiest hosts and spinning the best in indie music. Find out more about the Dollhouse Radio family by visiting us on the web at www.dollhouseradio.com. It's a new year and Dollhouse Radio is looking for new talent to become spotlight artists. Spotlight artists receive an exclusive interview, 2 months of rotation on Dollhouse Radio, and a feature in the Indie Artist Room on the Dollhouse Radio website. Send your music submissions in to dollhouseradiomusic@gmail.com. Be sure to include your music in MP3 format, a bio or one sheet, and a photo. Only the best of the best will be selected. You can also check out our affordable promo packages available on dollhouseradio.com and get guaranteed rotation by clicking on Promo Store. Be sure to follow Dollhouse Radio on Twitter at @dollhouse_radio. And don't miss all the tea our Hot Sugar Instagram page is serving up on the daily. Follow Hot Sugar on Instagram at @IG_HotSugar. And now, back to your regularly scheduled programming.
Thank you, Angela. You're absolutely amazingly fabulous. So you've tuned into What Cammy with Sammy and Sage. I'm Sammy Brooks, and my beautiful, beautiful friend, Miss Sage Montana, is here with me. Are you there, Sage, darling?
I'm here.
Yay. There you are. Okay, so we have this, you know, big thing going on with StreamMate this weekend, and like you had kind of mentioned how some models are feeling a little reluctant about StreamMate doing these, you know, contests for the holiday weekends, which they've been doing now for what's been like the past 4 months or what?
Yeah, they've been doing quite a few times. Yeah,
it's been going on for a little bit. Oh, wait, no, it was like during Christmas, wasn't it? They started?
Yep, they did it. They did a holiday a Halloween one.
Oh, shit, that's right. It's been going on for a while. I'm a little slow.
Yeah.
Okay, so your take on this, when it comes to girls, like, do some of your cat models, are they a little, like, do they feel a little reluctant to go on cam and do these, do their shows during the contest, or what do you think?
No, not my girls. My girls are, like, super excited, especially with the added bonus that I added to it. But, no, my girls have all booked up to work extra shifts over the weekend. the ones that I've seen complain are more of the girls that have been camming a little bit longer. But I think they feel like there's some glitches that have happened on the website, and they think that the website should spend more time fixing the glitches than doing these kind of things. But, I mean, they haven't stopped to think that. Maybe that's why they're offering these things. They've never done this years before, and now they're doing it.
Right.
That might be their way of trying to say, hey, we do appreciate you pushing through the struggle.
Well, and, you know, not only that, but some of these girls that are complaining about glitches, you know, maybe some of these girls don't realize they should maybe work on upgrading some of their, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Computer.
And some
like,
of the glitches that they, some of the glitches that they post they have problems with, I don't ever have those problems, and it is not because we're a part of a studio. I hate when non-studio girls say that. Get over it. No studio is getting any special privileges. Studios always tell them, oh, we'll give you preferred placement. They're lying to you. It's simply a tactic to get girls to sign up under their studio. So we go through struggles. I'm not saying we don't deal with glitches here and there.
Right.
But some people are acting like these glitches are happening every time they log on, and I just don't find that to be true.
Okay, so I'm going to let everybody know right now that's listening, to all you cam models out there that are in a studio, are not in a studio, I was logged on literally for 15 minutes, logged on. And right when I logged in, I went straight into exclusive with one of my VIP customers. Right when I logged in, he was like, oh, my gosh, where have you been? Holy shit, haven't seen you. I go right into a freaking exclusive show right when I log in. After I get done with him, I do a private, and I had four guys that are in there saying yummies and all their, I'm not going to say what they were saying, but having fun. And all of a sudden, it says lost connection on my page. Do I go onto Twitter and do I say, oh, my gosh, this is my studio's fault, this is StreamMate's fault, this is that? No, I don't do that. You know what? There's a glitch somewhere. It could be either through a busy internet connection. This is what girls do not really cam, all cam models, male, female, trans, whatever you are. There can be a glitch, and you could have the best fucking internet connection in the world. If there's a glitch in a connection somewhere, and you've got too many people running, it's like, it's not StreamMate's fault, it's not your studio's fault, it's not your friggin' internet company's fault. Shit happens. I logged back in right after I tweeted, hey guys, sorry, got kicked off, I'm coming back on. I go back in, had my ass handed to me. No issues. So girls and guys, whatever you are out there, tripping on the fact that something happens with your internet connection or you're not getting traffic, you know what? Put a fucking dick in your ass or in your vagina and quit bitching. It is not StreamMate's fault, and it's not your webcam studio's fault. Just saying. Just saying.
I agree.
I know, I know from experience. Mm. It just happened to me literally today when I first logged in. Did you see me out there bitching? No. Why? There's no reason to bitch about it.
And plus, social media, come on. The person that's running the Twitter can only do so much for you anyways. Contact support. There's a whole team of people that take care of that.
Oh, my gosh.
You look like
Thank you.
That whiny baby. I'm sick of seeing it.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
And here's one of the biggest things that a lot of cam models don't realize. If you're running on wireless, what the hell do you expect? Seriously, if I take my freaking computer and I've got great internet when I'm hardwired in, but if I take my laptop and I go out into, say, when I'm out with Furby and I want a webcam in our new travel trailer, how do you guys really think that my internet connection is going to be with all the traffic I get pushed in? Hello? Seriously, you cannot always have great internet connection if you're working wireless. Just, I mean, would you agree with me, Sage, on the wireless connection? It's not always that great for girls.
It's, no, you shouldn't ever be using wireless anyways. It's not,
right?
You're just not going to get, it's not going to work the way you want it to. And honestly, if you're not getting a lot of traffic, change your profile picture, or how about you don't have such a shitty attitude in your free chat, because a lot of times, and I know a lot of new girls don't know this, but just because you show no one in your chat room does not mean 1,000 people are not watching you. Because
thank
all
you.
They have to do is move their mouse over your picture and your video feed pops up without you even seeing
thank
them
you.
Enter your room. And if you're in there complaining, they're not coming in.
Thank you. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my
yeah.
gosh.
Act
so
busy.
Awesome.
Act busy. I tell my girls all the time, look, play your music, have a good time, talk to yourself, look busy, look interesting so that they want to come in and see what you got going on.
Right? Oh, my Atlanta. That is so awesome that you bring that up, because of the fact that you and I say this all the time. We've been saying this because we've been on here on Dollhouse Radio for over a year and a half now. And we say that all the time. And you say this to your girls. Just smile, look pretty, have fun. If you're a dom, you sit in your chat room and you tell those mother truckers, take me private. And when I've said this from the very beginning, when I first started, I faked it until I made it. When I didn't have, you know, freaking 20, 30, 40, 50 people in my chat room in free chat, I acted like I did because of the fact that the guys did not want to see me bitching and complaining like 45, 50% of girls in free chat do. Oh my God, I'm so bored. I don't want to be here. Nobody's talking to me. Oh my God, let me chat on my phone. Really, guys?
Yep.
Are you kidding me?
Look busy.
Exactly.
Give them a reason to want to click all the way in. Look happy.
Mm-hmm.
These guys, like, I think some of these girls don't give our fans enough credit. They can tell if a girl is happy or sad, or they can read you. These guys know, and
yes.
if you just are acting some type of way, they're not going to want to spend the time in your chat room if you're complaining about the website or you're complaining about other models or whatever, man. If you don't like
don't
the way the site
about
works,
other models. Who cares what
right.
other models are doing? You're there to make money for yourself. Who cares about anybody else? It's you and your fans in that room at that time. Okay, so anyway, we are going to bring on Scooter. Stop snoring. Oh, my Lanta. He's snoring so loud. He's louder than your little bambino. Seriously. Oh, my Lanta. So funny. Sex Monsters, we have this beautiful, amazing girl coming in to join us, and we're going to get her take on this whole talk that we have spotted here. Miss Ashley Winter is going to join us right now. Miss Ashley,
hello.
How are you?
I'm
hello,
good.
Darling.
How are you?
Hello.
Hello. Can you hear me?
We can hear
hello?
You just perfectly.
Okay.
Yeah. Can you
hear? I want to make sure everybody can hear me. Yeah. No, I can hear you.
Oh, we can hear you.
Everyone can hear you.
Attention me. I need to be the center of the attention.
Oh, that's okay. We like center of attention. And you are center of attention. Miss Ashley Winter has joined us here on Web Tammy with Sammy and Sage. So, Ashley, I don't know if you had a chance to listen to what Sage and I were just talking about, where girls complain in the chat room. If you did hear it, what is your take on that?
I caught the very end of that as I was coming in, and I completely agree. Our fans know, especially if they're, you know, frequent, you know, if they're our regulars, they see you every day. They can read your moods. They can read your whole demeanor, and they don't want to see a bunch of crap. They don't want to hear about our crap. They're there to get away from their own crap to live in our fantasy.
Right.
Exactly. Yeah.
Exactly.
So it's just,
they have to listen to their wife's crap. They don't want to hear us.
Right. Yeah, if they're complaining, they'll just sit with their wife.
That's why during
exactly.
the day, a lot of men and women, when they've listened to their husband and wives, you know, shit, they go into their office and they turn on webcam and they watch us girls and they just completely let loose. And it's funny because a lot of people think, why would somebody go to their office and turn on their webcam? Well, if they got a bitchy husband or wife at home, guess what?
Yeah.
They're going to go talk to somebody who's going to listen to them that they don't have to go home to. I mean,
right.
Seriously.
Exactly. They're going to escape from that to come and play with us.
Right? So, Ashley, give us a little rundown about you. Like, what are your cam shows about? You know, we want to get to know you a little bit. So give us some yummy there,
how long
Mama.
Have you been camming?
I started camming only, I'm thinking, like, September maybe of last year. So just 7 or 8 months, I suppose. And in my, I mean, this kind of relates to what we were just talking about. In my chat room, I get told time and time again, wow, you know, you're so awesome. You talk, you know, to us kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, is that weird? And, you know, people tell me, oh yeah, you know, girls will just sit there on their phone, this or that, and basically ignore their room. And that's not why I'm there. I would, to sit in front of the cam and do, you know, do nothing, that would be boring for me as much as it is for them. I love to get on in my chat room and I talk to my, you know, my people, and then I know them and they know me. And when they come back, you know, I say, hey, what's up? How, you know, how's this been going? Because I listen to them and I think that they really appreciate that. You know, somebody to know that's not their
right.
Mom and wife.
No, and that's good.
But,
that's good. And that's what a lot of cam models that don't, and you haven't been doing it for very long, which is amazing,
right.
You know, and it's funny because you started camming at the same age that I started webcamming.
Oh, yeah?
And, oh, heck yeah, I was only 38 when I started camming. And that
yeah.
is freaking absolutely amazing. I love it, love it, love it, because I love when I hear other, you know, women who have started at my age and bust
mm-hmm.
their ass. Because you get, and Sage, you know, because Sage owns a studio where she'll have girls that'll come in and they'll be, you know, 18 to 20 something.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh my gosh, I'm not making any money and I don't know what's going on. It's like, bust your ass and you make the money.
Right.
And us girls
right.
in our 30s, or well, I'm not in my 30s, I'm in my 40s now. But, like, when we first start, it's we know how to work and make our money. Like, we really
yes.
do. We know how
to
work.
It's not just going to come shining down on, falling down on you. You have to work for it. You have to bust your ass. You have to make the effort. And if you
right.
do, then you will be rewarded.
Exactly.
Such.
Exactly. Okay, so we have a caller that's been waiting patiently. Let me bring him in here. Uh-oh, where'd you go, darling? Come on. There we go. Johnny, darling, how are you?
I'm doing fabulous, my dear.
Uh-oh, what's going on?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, now I can hear you. We can hear you now. Do you have any questions for us, baby doll?
Well, I just had to compliment on how gorgeous your lovely guest looks. When
oh,
I saw right. you disseminate her picture, I was like, my, my, my.
Why, thank you. I'll take it.
And did you say that you were over 35? Because it certainly doesn't look it.
I turned 38 a couple weeks ago. 2 weeks ago, I turned 38 years old.
Holy crap, what's in the water there? Good Lord, you look amazing.
Thank you.
I wish I looked that great now.
Yep, I'm officially a cougar material.
Well, roar. I must say, I heard the conversation that was going on earlier. And because I follow numerous different girls who work on various sites and whatnot, I'm thinking to myself, okay, girls, if you're having a problem with one site
mm-hmm.
and it's just driving you bananas, have some alternate backup sites that you can go to that won't make you crazy, because the more annoyed you sound when prospective customers flash by your rooms, that's the more folks that are going to run off and go, okay, we don't want any part of this one. She's got attitude problems.
But John,
or anger
the thing
issues.
Is, but John, the thing is, though, if a girl has an issue and an attitude problem on one site, she's going to have the same thing on every single site that she logs into. It's all about, like, I can, me and Sage or any cam models that know and understand this, you can start working on any site that you want to anywhere out there, and as long as you have a good personality, you're going to bring in traffic. But a girl mm-hmm. that complains and bitches that doesn't, you know, like, if I'm sitting on StreamMate right now and I'm just sitting there and I'm just like, okay, I just got a new boob job and I'm just going to sit here and I'm going to play with my boobs. And I'm not going to talk to anybody and I'm going to sound like this. Like, who the fuck is going to want to take me private? Like, seriously.
Oh, me,
exactly.
Please.
Right, Sage knows. Sage knows.
I know. I'm just like,
and if
okay,
I was gonna, honestly, if I was going to leave StreamMate right now and if I acted like that and I went over to fucking my free cams and I was sitting there, I'd be like, yeah, I'm just going to sit here and grab my boobs and hope I get one token and I make 5 cents off of that token. Yeah, like, I love my job. It's like, yeah, no, John, you're wrong on that one. You cannot, just because a girl hates the site that she's on, she needs to change her fucking personality. Grow a smile. It's not about the vagina. It's about the personality and then the vagina. Just saying.
Whoa.
Love you, John.
With what you said, though, about personality, too, I mean, you know, if you're on one of these sites and it's giving you fits, and you just can't take it anymore, log out. Don't put yourself through that, because you're going to drive off more people just by that attitude. If it's giving you fits,
right,
call your contact person and say, hey, I'm having trouble, I can't do this. Call your tech support, but don't complain openly right there.
Right.
I promise you. It'll turn people off.
Right, and there are good days and bad days. I've had bad days on cam. I've had days when I've gotten already, and then when you're like, you know what, I just don't feel it today. So then you don't go on. You know, I've planned to go on camera, gotten right there to ready to log on, known that I'm in a bad mood, or I'm cranky, or I don't feel good, or I'm on my rack.
Mm-hmm.
And then so I made the decision
right.
At that point. I made the decision at that point, like, it will do me no good to put myself out there like this right now. And so, you know what, I'll try tomorrow.
Note to gauge your own mood. If you feel that you're just having a crappy day, it might be best for you just not to even bother to log in.
Yeah.
Don't stress
because
yourself.
Because you either feel it or you don't feel it.
Right.
I think
that
time
that you're on when you don't feel it.
Sorry. And I would say that there's probably no such thing as perfect sight from a technical standpoint all the time. So everything's going to have a little issue. Just learn how to roll with the punches.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
But I must compliment each of you lovely ladies on your wonderfully sweet demeanor. And it's a pleasure to interact with you.
Oh, thank you, Johnny. So we have other callers waiting, Johnny boy. Thank you, darling.
I'm going to bow out now.
Oh, baby doll. Thank you very, very much, Honey Buns. You have a fabulous Memorial Day weekend and Memorial Day. We love and adore you for just enjoying all of us girls in the cam world. You are
fabulous.
It was
fabulous. Nice to meet you, Miss Ashley.
Oh, thank you. Nice to meet you too, Johnny.
Ciao.
Ciao, Jolene. All right, we have another caller that has been waiting so patiently, so let's bring this caller on. Okay, caller, how are you doing, darling? Are you there? Uh-oh. What happened?
Hello?
Are you there, darling? 727?
Hey, it's Clarence. How is everybody?
Oh, my goodness,
oh,
Clarence.
Oh, boy. Okay, Ashley, I have to warn you. This is our friend Clarence. He calls in every week. So I just want to warn you. You never know what to expect from Clarence. But we love Clarence because he loves to have fun every week calling in to us. So, Clarence, what do you have for us this week, darling?
Let me tell Sage that, Sage, if Jesus had a wallet, your photo would be in it. There's no doubt about it. Now, what I'd like to talk about is personality.
Wait a
you
second.
Guys are bringing up things about.
Whoa.
Yeah.
She said something like positive and nice. Holy
I know. I'm not sure what it means,
Clarence,
but it sounded good.
Clarence, you're on the top, Clarence. Okay.
So here's where we go. Recently, you guys have been talking a lot about personality and stuff, and a couple of weeks ago, I had a little incident with a webcam girl, and I got one of these private deals for the first time, gave the credit card the whole nine yards. She started dancing,
boy.
And she turned around, and guys, there was acne all over the butt. I felt like I was looking at one of those proactive infomercials that come on at 2 o'clock in the morning. Now, I'm not sure if I should have mentioned it to her or not, but I was like, hey, listen, you know, I paid for this, and, you know, this is kind of killing it. So she ended up cutting me off the chat room. And then I look, and she says, well, I've charged your card. She charged my $400, she said. For a private chat.
Okay.
Yeah, so, you know, but the joke's on
how
her.
How long were you in there looking at that proactive ass?
Yeah, what site were you on?
She was sitting down at the beginning, and then she got up and all hell broke loose. But
no,
I
you didn't
I
answer. Clarence, how long were you in there for $400?
Oh, probably. I've been on this call longer with you guys.
How'd she charge you? What website were you
on?
Yeah,
I don't understand.
Yeah.
Ex-hamster, and she asked for the credit card, and I gave it to her. I typed it in. But the joke's kind of on her because I got the credit card number from a lady that grocery shops where I bag groceries at. You know, I kind of swipe the numbers. So
no.
She'll get it in the end. But the acne on the butt, is there anything that can be done to get rid of that? It's becoming quite an epidemic lately. And what's that from? Being in a bathing suit too long? What's the story?
I would say you just go to proactive.com and then you pay $19.95 a month and you get the cleansing product and you put it on your ass. Kind of like buying coconut oil. And you put it on your cock and you stroke it, Clarence.
I'm just hoping that that doesn't happen again, you know, because it really ruined the whole evening.
Yeah, I know. Oh, my gosh. He's getting bit by the dog again.
Right now.
You never know what to expect from Clarence.
Not from
every
Clarence.
Time he comes in, you never know what to expect. Oh,
yeah.
Clarence, darling.
However, now I have a new catchphrase, proactive ass.
He's such an animal. Oh, Clarence, go be proactive and do something, would ya? Go stroke your fucking cock. Be proactive. All right, now
proactively prevent food all.
Proactively soak, darling. Gosh. Okay, we have another caller waiting patiently. Jeez, Clarence, you like totally made this person wait. So you can be eaten by your dog. Jeez.
That was very traumatic.
I know.
That
right? I think his cock was eaten off by the dogs. I'm not quite sure. Okay.
I hate it when that happens.
I know, right? Good thing we don't have a cock. 561, how are you, darling?
Hello, Sammy and Sage and Sweepy. How are you, Ashley?
Hello,
I'm well. How are you?
We got Sweepy on the line with us.
Yes.
What's going on, baby?
I saw your profile on cams.com, Ashley. I just want to say belated happy birthday to you.
Oh, why, thank you.
You're welcome.
I appreciate that.
And I must say you're very beautiful.
What questions do you have there, sweet pea for a beautiful Ashley?
What made her want to join cams.com over any other site?
That is actually an interesting question. I kind of did a lot of research beforehand because I was platform shopping for a while. I was without a home. So I asked a lot of other webcam models because who better, you know, to know. So especially at the Adult Webcam Awards in January, talking to a lot of the girls and met, you know, a lot of people from the different platforms at the awards and decided to go with cams. I'm not sure that I'm ready or that I will ever be ready for a more token-based website, which cams technically is now, but, you know, like the Chatterbait or the Cam4, you know, where it's kind of just everybody free-for-all with tokens. That intimidates me a little bit. So I knew that I wanted to stay, you know, towards more just focusing on privates and that sort of thing. And so after talking to different cam models, I went with cams.com.
Nice.
So
nice.
Also they have – sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead, go ahead.
I was going to say, and they have, which, of course, I still have not yet got, you know, the interactive features with the toys and such, like the Oh My God and the Lorenz thing, whatever. So I really, that was a big factor, too, even though I haven't yet gotten my toy. It's totally on the list of things to buy. So if anybody wants to buy me a sex toy, that's what I want.
Nice.
Just saying.
Okay, very nice. And and I said, say just to let you know, I'm going to the CamCon on next week for the fan day. So I'll give you ladies a exclusive report.
Oh,
awesome.
You are! I want pictures, darling. Send them to my Twitter.
You will get them. I will DM them to you.
Okay. Yes, you said. Well, no, I want to tweet them out. So you just put them on my. Just, you know, add me on the tweet, and I will totally tweet them for you, dollface.
Sounds good. We'll definitely do that.
Yeah, I want to know how that goes. And then, okay, and I'm going to kick your ass because you're going to that. And, you know, I'm going to kick your ass throughout the up until the end of the year because you'd better be there in January, mother
trucker.
That's
right.
I'll see how my schedule goes, my love.
Oh, well, your schedule's going to work out fine. You better bust your ass and be there, mother truck out.
It's all about priorities.
Yes, indeed.
You have to prioritize the January trip.
Yeah, prioritize. Yeah, let me tell you something. Prioritize Vegas, baby.
Vegas should always be a priority. Come on.
Seriously, right, Sage? Vegas is a priority. It just is. For the girls. In Vegas, it's a priority. Just saying. Because I love my girls in Vegas. I love my girls in Vegas. They're beautiful and amazing and fabulous. All of them. Okay. Sweet Pea, do you have any more questions for the beautiful Ashley? Bring it on. Bring it on.
I want to wish you all a great evening and enjoy the rest of your week.
Thank you.
Much love to you all and take care.
Thank you, sweetie, baby doll. Have a fabulous Memorial Day weekend.
Thank you. You too.
All right. Kisses, baby doll.
Kisses back at you.
Oh, I just caught it smack in my face. In my face. So, Ashley, I want to ask you, what kind of advice would you give, since you're a newer cam model and like you were saying, you're not into the token thing and whatnot. What kind of advice would you give to somebody, you know, new such as yourself coming into the cam world?
Be yourself first and foremost. When you get on cam, it's just a lot easier to not, you know, have to play games or work towards something that you're not. Just go online, have fun, be yourself. And at the same time, be ready to put in the work because you're not going to get online and make, you know, $600 your first day on cam. You're going to have to put some effort and some time into it just like anything else. But if you stick with it and have fun and just really be yourself, then it's a great job. It's a great thing to do. It's fun. I love it. So
right,
I'm glad
right.
I didn't give up, you know. First night I was like, hold on, wait a minute, but very shortly thereafter, I started making some pretty good money, so I'm glad I stuck with it. I love doing it. It's a good time.
What are your favorite shows you're doing?
What can the guys come to you to expect from you?
I do a lot of foot fetish, which is a lot of fun. I really like that. So I'm pretty good at that. A lot of people will come and just let me, you know, you have your request or whatever, but a lot of times it's just, you know, they want to see me come. And so I've got my my Hitachi and my plastic shower curtain to protect the furniture, and I'm good to go. So, yep, that's my favorite.
Oh, my gosh, but that's awesome.
I said it.
Well, you know, you were mentioning, you know, working and just focusing on that. And I have said this ever since I started camming, and Sage has said the same thing. It's like, it literally takes a new cam model anywhere from 6 months to a year to really build a webcam business. If you don't focus on your webcamming, you don't build a platform. Like, this is a business.
Right.
If you don't
right.
build it, nobody's going to know who you are in the webcam industry. And now that we have social media out there, you know, like when Sage and I first started webcamming, you know, Twitter and stuff was really taken off. And thank goodness for that, because we really used our social media. But now you have Instagram and all this stuff, Facebook, you know, good luck with trying to really
yeah.
build your, you know, webcam business on Facebook, because
right.
they're too, I hate to say this, and I know I'll probably get backlash on this, but they're so fucking liberal that they won't even let us talk about webcam on fucking Facebook, but whatever,
yeah.
screw you. Anyway, not you, but I'm talking about Facebook.
Right.
But we can talk about, you know, webcamming on all these different avenues, except for Facebook, Mark Zuckerberg. Anyway. Oh, shoot. Did I say that out loud? Okay, obviously now everybody knows I'm not liberal. I'm just literal. I'm just literal. I literally speak.
I literally speak.
Oh,
words
my
are literally coming out of my mouth right now.
Right? It's literally coming out. But with Sage and I, you know, we had the chance to use Twitter and start building a business, and we could talk about things on different, you know, avenues. But some social media is so fucking hard to really build yourself up. And if you don't work hard as a cam model, like, you just don't make it. You really don't. Like, you just don't. Right, Ashley?
That's
like,
true.
You have to, as a new cam model, it takes that first 6 months. If you don't bust your ass that first 6 months,
nothing
why even do
happen.
It? Yeah.
Yeah. Because it is. You have to invest a lot of time,
you do.
A lot of energy, and
uh-huh.
you have to be confident in yourself as a brand and what you have to offer, and
uh-huh.
and then just really, I mean, I'm on, even when I'm not, like, you know, really going hard at my camming at that moment, I'm on Twitter, you know, I'm always,
uh-huh.
always doing something, no matter how small, to promote myself, to promote my brand, to make sure that my name's out there, to make sure that somebody new is seeing me that day, you know, that minute.
Right.
You know, that I reach at least one new person who will now know, you know, the name Ashley Winter. It is. It's
uh-huh.
a very full-time. It's not just while you're sitting on cam. You know, you have to put in all this other effort when you're not on cam, so that when you do get on cam, you have the group, you have the crowd, you have the people looking for you.
Exactly. Exactly. Oh, my goodness. So we're going to come up here to the end of the show, girls. Ashley, what is the one thing that you really want to focus on with you and your webcam? You know, what is it that you really want everybody out there to know you? You know what I mean? Like, you want to bring these girls and guys in, and you just, like, like, this is your brand. What is the thing that you're really going to specialize in? Is it going to be your feet, your vagina,
That title ass of yours. Because I've seen some pictures on, well, I've seen some pictures on Twitter of you, and I've seen some, you know, you have some cockage going on. Like, you've got this cock going in your mouth, and like,
I don't
what's
know
going
what
on?
I was sex drunk at the time. That was supposed to never get out, and I was like, that was great.
Uh-huh.
I'm throwing it out there, and then I was like, oh, shit. Uh-huh.
It's out there, it's out there.
I know. It is what it is. But I was like, oh.
Hey, it was a nice cock. I mean, at least you picked a nice cock. I mean, I'm just saying.
Very nice cock. And it does a very good job.
Looks like it.
So, and it likes my feet on it, which is where I get my foot fetish thing from. So, I like the fetish work. I like, I guess as a brand, as a person, being approachable, you know, being likable just in general, not just for my vagina, you know, doing more of the fetish work, maybe starting to do some custom stuff.
Uh-huh.
If I throw that out there and see how that goes, just as another, you know, outlet for myself as a brand. I'm still so new to this in the big scheme of things. I'm still growing, you know, there's still, you know, avenues that I haven't even thought about yet that I'm going to want to explore, because I want to definitely make this as big as I can, you know, do as much as I can with it because I love it. So I'm still learning and growing, but expect to see a lot more from me.
And we expect to see more from you. Like, seriously. Because you're absolutely gorgeous. So do you think you'll ever do any kind of porn?
I don't know. Only because
she hesitated.
See, this is me. Oh, yes, I'm me. But I feel, which really, can you ever control anything once it's out on the World Wide Web? Not so much. But I feel that what I'm doing right now is more able for me to control maybe where it goes. I don't want my dad to know. But
oh, shit, you're 38 and you're out on
I
the
know.
Web. Who gives a shit? If your dad finds out, then if your dad watches you on webcam, then hello, daddy's got issues.
Right, and that means that my dad was on webcam, and no. I don't know. I'm still new. I mean, I had a whole life, like vanilla life before this. I taught elementary school, for God's sake.
I know.
13 years.
You did. For 13,
wow.
Was it 13, 15 years, you were elementary teacher?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I've just started to, you know, dip in my toe in the whole adult, you know, industry. So.
She said toe. Hashtag foot fetish.
Hashtag foot fetish. Hashtag sexy feet.
Oh, my Atlanta. You are a dorky, just like the rest of us. We're all dorks. Don't worry. It's just us.
People with
That's
the
why
foot
all of us
cam like,
models get along.
Right?
Yeah.
With the foot fetish thing, it makes me hot. It makes me hot, too. Like, I like it. I think that's hot. So it's just that much easier for me to take lots of pictures. And and then,
see?
You know, yeah. Got to do what makes you hot, right?
Yep. Exactly. I'm telling you. Right? Oh, my goodness. Okay, girls, we are coming up on the end of the show. This is absolutely amazing and fun, and everybody out there listening, if you've missed the beginning of the show, don't worry. I'm going to post the link on Twitter, and you will get all the links here coming up very soon. But you've tuned into Webcamming with Sammy and Sage. And if you didn't have time to call in, well, sorry, you obviously were stroking your cock or fucking your vagina, and you were just too gosh darn late. I mean, maybe you were sucking somebody's toes. I mean, who knows? Hello, right? All right. We've got the Memorial Weekend coming up, so we're going to let everybody, you know, get to their you know, camping and packing and fucking and toe sucking and all that yumminess. So, Miss Ashley, give us all your shout outs on where everybody can find you on cam, on social media, all that good stuff, where we can find your yummy toes.
I am pretty much Ashley Winter XXX most places. It's my Twitter. My website, my platform is cams.com, Ashley Winter with a Y. And all my links and everything are on my Twitter because I live on Twitter. But yeah, definitely come check me out at Ashley Winter XXX. Come and suck on my feet. And
yes, and it's Ashley Winter with a Y. Ashley Winter with a Y, not W-I, W-Y. Ashley Winter X with a Y. I'm going to check that out.
Yes.
She's got beautiful toes, by the way.
I'm just looking at them. She does.
She does. Her toes are very, very pretty. She's got pretty toes to stick in all of your guys' asses. Just saying. She will put them around your balls. She'll put them around your balls.
Yes, I will.
And your cock.
Rubbing up and down your cock.
Oh, my goodness. Miss Sage Montana. Come give me your loves and your shout-outs, you beautiful woman.
All right, guys, you can follow me on Twitter at SageMontana1 or on Instagram at SageInVegas. My live shows at SageMontanaXXX.CamModels.com, or you can get some dirty text messages and videos sent right to your cell phone at DreamLovers.com/SageMontana.
Woo! Yes. Dream Lover. Isn't there a song like Dream Lover? Isn't there a song out there, Dream Lover? I believe there is.
Yes.
Somewhere.
There is.
There's a Dream Lover song.
Well, Mariah Carey has one.
You know, we might have to add that to the end of the show, Dream Lover. Text me that song, Sage, so I can, like, add it to the end of the show, the Dream Lover song. That would be freaking awesome. To end the show with a Dream Lover song. Oh, my gosh. Okay, everybody out there, you can follow me, Sammy, on cam at sammy_bricks.cammodel.com. Also, you can follow me on Twitter at sammybricks69. Also, on Instagram, you can follow me, sammybricks69. Oh, my Lanta. You won't see my vagina on Instagram because we got to be fucking politically correct on there, fucking liberals. Jeez.
Yeah, that's why I don't have one of those.
Seriously. But you know what? When they started Twitter, everybody knew that we couldn't tweet our twat. Why? Because the liberals owned Twitter at first, and they got bought out by the smart people. And now we can tweet our twat. Seriously, just saying. Don't worry. Instagram, soon we will have some JJs coming to you. You know what's going to happen. And Facebook, you know, if you want to see me on Facebook, well, good luck on that one. You know, I'm not on there very often because it's boring. Facebook is boring to me. I go on there to look for recipes. Okay? Facebook is goddamn boring. If I want to cook something for the evening, I go on to goddamn Facebook.
I just went to set up a Facebook, and I was, like, posting pictures. I was like, nope, can't put that one. Can't put that
one.
What the fuck am I even doing this for? Never
mind. Like, let me put a picture of what I'm cooking for dinner tonight. I mean, I can't even put up a picture of me sucking Furby's cock on Facebook. I mean, are you kidding me? Who wants Facebook? Oh, that's right. Liberals want Facebook. Okay. All right, you girls are fabulous. And to the other bitches out there in the liberal world, we love you. You need to quit doing Facebook and come back to us on Twitter so we can tweet our twats.
Tweet our twats.
Tweet our twats. That should be a hashtag.
I'm going to hashtag that.
Hashtag tweet your twat on Twitter. Oh, my gosh. Let's go tweet our twats on Twitter.
Hey, when everyone's in Vegas for the Cam Awards, we'll have to
sneak a cam up like our skirts and tweet our twat while we're all together.
Seriously, we need to.
Yes.
So everybody, you can follow me on Twitter at SammyBrooks69. You can watch me live on cam at Sammy_Brooks69 or Sammy_Brooks.camwindles.com. Follow us also on Twitter at AdultCamAwards and also at Dollhouse_Radio. On that note, girls, you're fabulous. Thank you so much, Ashley, for being a beautiful guest on the show.
Thank you for having me.
Hannah. You know I love you, girl. You're my girl. All right, everybody, we are out. Have a fabulous Memorial weekend, and I will tweet out where I will be Monday evening with my girl at Mindy Mink on Twitter. We will be live on Pornstar Radio. I am a guest co-host. I can't wait. It's going to be amazing. So, love you guys. I'm out. Have fun, girls.
Bye.
Thanks for calling in. Bye.
Thank you.
Bye, girls. You're fabulous. Now go tweet your twats, damn it.
Tweet my twat.
Peace.